John Maxwell is America's authority on leadership. As one of today's top motivational speakers, he has documented and shared his principles and insights on leadership with millions of people around the globe. John is the author of more than 40 books, including the New York Times bestsellers Failing Forward and The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Enjoy the following presentation of John Maxwell's Leadership Series.
In the early 1980s, and sitting out having lunch with a man named Olin Hendricks, who was a very good leader and kind of was a mentor of mine at that time. And as I sat down there, I asked him this question: as a leader, how can I make meetings more effective? Because I said, I'm just tired of meetings. I mean, we have more meetings than I just hate going to meetings. How can I make meetings more effective? And it was his answer that taught me this lesson. He said, John, have the meeting before the meeting. So let me make two important statements. One, people don't like surprises unless it's their birthday. Do you remember, some of you won't, you're too young, but some of you will, some of you are my age. How many of you remember Gomer Pyle, USMC? You know, I can tell the story then. Many of you do, and you're there young, you don't. But Gomer Pyle, you remember he started on the Andy Griffith Show, remember? Then he went on USMC, and he was a Marine. And what I loved about Gomer, he was a very naive guy, but what you love about Gomer is that no matter it was a good surprise, a bad surprise, it absolutely didn't matter what it was, I can still see Gomer toss his head back and say, surprise, surprise, surprise. It didn't matter. He was just a happy guy. It didn't matter what said. But I'm telling you, most people aren't Gomer Pyle. And most people won't roll their head back, smile, and just say, surprise, surprise, surprise. Most people don't want to be surprised. And in your notes, when the leader surprises the people, often the people surprise the leader. Often the leader gets blindsided. This has happened to me way too many times in my life. And why does the leader get blindsided? Why do the people get blindsided? Because the leader, and I'll teach this principle, the lesson's coming, hang on. Often the leader didn't have the meeting before the meeting. So two important statements. Number one, I've already given you, people don't like surprises unless it's their birthday. And two, successful change is a result of successful process. I can remember going, I had a friend that was a pastor of the church that I was going to take as my second pastor. I didn't know that at the time. We were out on the golf course. His name was Tom. And Tom was telling me that he was going to resign this church. It was a big church in our denomination, so it was kind of a prestigious deal. He said, I'm going to resign the church. And I said, well, why is that? He said, well, it's very obvious. He said, a guy just got elected to an important board position. In fact, he's the chairman of the board, and I tell you, he's a negative guy, and I hate to work with him, and nobody likes him, and he and I are always at odds, and this isn't very good. And so he said, it's not worth it. I don't want to fool with him, and if that's what they want, that's okay, but I'm going to resign. And I was laughing at him. I said, oh, you big chicken, you stay right there. And, of course, he resigned, and then this church called me. You know, it's back to the major surgery, minor surgery. Minor surgery is when it's on you, and major surgery is when it's on me. And all of a sudden, I've got this guy. So I asked myself, I'm a very, very young leader. Church was way too big for me. I mean, I shouldn't have been in there at that time. But I was a very young leader. I said, okay, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to do? And I can remember sitting down. His name was Jim. The first day I arrived, I asked for a meeting, and so Jim and I sat down, and I said, Jim, I just want to say something. I'm very young. In fact, at the time, I was 25. I said, I'm very young. I said, Jim would have been in his 60s. I said, you're much older than I am. You have all the influence in the church. I don't have any influence. I'm just the new kid on the block. And I said, but let me tell you what I've heard. I said, I don't know what's to be true. I said, it's just what I've heard. I heard that you were hard to get along with, and you're the chairman of the board, and I'm the pastor, and I just thought you and I ought to sit down and meet. And I said, I want you to know, I'm going to do everything in my power to work with you. I want to be your friend. In fact, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Jim. I'm not going to try to get anything through the board or through the church without first talking with you. If it's okay with you, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's every month, first Tuesday of every month, let's go down to the Holiday Inn and have a long lunch. And I'll just share with you what I'm thinking. I want to get your feedback. But I said, I'm going to promise you something, Jim. I'll never surprise you. I'll get your feedback. I'll do my very best to kind of work with you in the process. But I said, I really want you to know I want to work with you. Now, that was our first meeting, which was a good meeting. I could tell he wasn't used to somebody talking to him like that. And I could tell that he was really drawn to me. Now, let me just go on. I'm going to read something, and then we'll come back. Often I say, if you don't have the meeting before the meeting, don't have the meeting. If you have the meeting before the meeting, and it's not a good meeting, don't have the meeting. But if you have the meeting before the meeting, and it's like the meeting you want to have, then have the meeting. Olin Hendricks taught me how to process people correctly in a board meeting. He said, a meeting processed correctly will set up properly the next meeting. He then gave me the following categories for an official meeting. I'm going to give you that in a moment. Now, when I say have the meeting before the meeting, here's what I'm saying. If you've got a group of people, you have two or three of them that are influencers of all the rest of the people. That's the way it works. You've got 10 people, you've got two or three that influence the other seven. What I'm saying to you is, don't have an official meeting until you've had a meeting. Meet with the key influencers and get the buy-in that you need to have, and then proceed with the meeting. Too often, people are unprepared and are surprised, and a leader many times will get a response that they don't want. And Olin Hendricks that day in Pasadena, California at lunch, laid out this three-step process for meetings, official meetings, that I use for the next, well, I still use it today. He said, John, if you want to have a successful meeting, first of all, have information items. Spend a few minutes just communicating what's happening to the organization since the last official meeting. Just inform the people. Secondly, have study items. Now, these issues are to be discussed openly and honestly. They are not to be voted on or to be decided at this time. At the close of the discussion, it will be determined if they will be decided in the next meeting. Now, here's what study items. And by the way, if you have a two-hour agenda in a meeting, an hour and 30 minutes will be the study items. And basically, you take the vote out of the meeting. You just don't have the vote. Just literally have them discuss issues. What I decided a long time ago is if you take the vote out of the meeting, people are more open-minded. The moment they think they're going to have to vote on something, they begin to take sides, they begin to jockey for position. So in your study items, you're discussing the heart of issues that you need to discuss as a board, but you're not going to vote on any of those items this month. You're just discussing them. It allows for an openness or freedom. And only put the items down to action items, which is the third area, when you're certain that you have at least a consensus. These issues have been previously study items, and the process, again, prepares the board members to now take action on them. Why do you have the meeting before the meeting? One, to receive buy-in. Most people are down on what they're not up on. The first reaction to surprise is usually negative. Two, to gain perspective. What we see is determined by where we sit. The leader who says, save time, see it my way, will never perceive the insight to successfully lead others. Three, to increase influence. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Influence is compounded when leaders come together. And fourthly, to develop trust. Trust is the foundation to implementing change. And when I shared with Jim that day, I will never surprise you, I was building a foundation of trust for him. For 8 years, he was very, very good chairman of the board, and we had a great relationship. And I remember towards the end of my time there, he said to me one time at dinner, he said, John, you've never surprised me. Have the meeting before the meeting comes.